Blog Talk Radio.
As we sail into the mystic, oh, I can hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear it. Days of old, how magnificently we will fold into the mystic. You know I will be coming home. And when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And together we will
welcome to the show. I'm Cinnamon Moon, your host, and it's my pleasure to spend the next couple of hours with you. The show is brought to you by the Spirit Lodge Resource and Study Center, and that's located at spiritlodge.itgo.com. So visit often. If you've registered with BTR and are logged in, you're most welcome to join other listeners in the live chat room during the show. I'd like to invite you to follow me on my Cinnamon Moon page over on MeWe and Facebook. You can join the private group talking on Facebook. And your questions, comments, or shared personal experiences are most welcome over there. It's an evening with me, and my topics this evening are incarnate animation and your message to the world, with some free readings later in the show. I'll be taking callers during the second half, and let's see, next Monday will be guest night with Dr. Jenny Whitelaw. She's the author of Resonate, Zen, and the Way of Making a Difference. So that said, I hope you're ready to get started. I'm going to open with incarnate animation. And I'd like you to imagine what it's like to be a divine incarnate spirit giving life to a lifeless body, animating it, and striving to help the human that you inhabit as they cope with an awakening to the reality of the spiritual side of life and your very presence. Next, I want you to imagine being a human that's clueless or that is a skeptic or non-believer of spirituality altogether. Yet over time, that human is exposed to spiritual concepts. How would you, as a spirit, get through to them? What task, that has to be, really? Now imagine the human that hungers to know more and what a gift that incarnate spirit has to work with. Now ask yourself, which type of individual are you? If you can do this, if you can understand that your spirit is your life force, the animation of your entire being, your true and authentic self, then you have embraced the first aspect of connecting to it. Your desire to know and your spirit's desire for that connection will allow you to see the world through the eyes of your spirit, and in that to emerge on a level that will allow you to recognize your own divinity. Oh, that's such a powerful moment, my friends. It really, truly is. And an elevation of your own vibratory frequency begins to transpire. Now, it's extremely empowering when you learn to see through the eyes of your spirit. And maybe you're asking why, but it's because it will then be able to assist you in remembering who you truly are, what your purpose for incarnating truly is, why you came here at this very point in time, and what you came to learn as well as accomplish and contribute. We all have a purpose. Every single human being on this planet has a purpose. We all have lessons to learn and contributions to achieve, and it's actually through cooperation with the inner spirit that you come to see what these things are. When you trust what it shows you, you won't regret it. Life begins to flow and synchronicity comes into play everywhere you turn. It's not going to lead you astray, but it will lead you into experiences that will help you discover the divinity in others as well. So much comes of making this connection. It's beautiful. And when you see the humbling and empowering aspect of divinity within you, you're going to light up. Literally. Today, more than ever, heart-centered choices are being called for in order to clear ancestral lines and usher through changes that are needed on personal as well as global levels. The human flaws, victimizations, diseases, biases, prejudices, resentments and entitlements, the toxic addictions and traits, all tied to passionately negative emotions, can really be some ugly stuff. We all know this. And in order to expand ourselves and transcend that negativity, we have to clear ourselves. We have to clear the way for ourselves. And it's not always easy because we have to relive, to feel those emotions, thoughts, and experiences while learning to maintain our equilibrium. And while we do that, we are also in the midst of learning to release that energy constructively as we experience these visceral moments in life. They are the triggers and the catalysts that set us off doing just that, recognizing we all have a shadow side, a shadow side to us is very important. Allowing it allows for clearing the way, and trimming back the negativity opens the passages that we're seeking to find. Now, you know you've released well when you can talk about the experience without the emotion, at least without feeling the negative aspects of it. It doesn't incite, cause pain, or outrage, and that's because we're seeing it through a new level of understanding. You know you've released it well when you've taken the toxic experience and transformed it into something positive. And that positivity is found in the value of the lesson you just received from that experience. All of a sudden, you feel gratitude for it. Crazy as that sounds. But you possess the ability to see that the experience held knowledge, information, skill sets, experience, and more that you needed. There were all sorts of gifts tucked into it. And if you search, you can find them all, every single last one of them. Clearing toxic emotions is vitally important to prevent blockages, disease, and sometimes a whole slew of ailments. The toxic emotions and negative thinking can turn to dis-ease with a wide range of physical ailments. We're essentially holding the energy. It has to go somewhere, and you're guaranteed it will make a home in your body, taking up residence in some organ of some sort, and maybe even more than one. Those are the cancers that live inside us. And when it does become a physical issue, it will be one that can range from mild to severe, from chronic to critical, and in some cases, it even becomes terminal. This is why it's vitally important to explore the negative emotions, to recognize, own, and then transmute them. And that comes when you find what triggered them in order to see what needs transmuting. Looking to our ancestral lineage will often tell us where the ancestral memories are coming back up through us, through our DNA, and what we're experiencing is quite often what we're being asked to heal. It's one of the reasons we're here, one of the many, because our spirit has had this whole trip neatly planned out for us very well before we arrived. And I'm sure that you will agree it's always best we recognize that through our own free will. We can choose to take the blinders off and see who we truly are, what we truly are. And then we can step into our divinity, see through the eyes of our divine spirit, thinking from our heart center with love and grace. As we do, we transform the human aspect of ourselves into a divine being. Not that it wasn't already, it's just consciously aware of that now. We transmute through understanding and wisely releasing the experience. And I say release because you don't need the experience to go forward. It weighs you down, it holds you back, and ties you to the past and blocks the passageway forward. Our baggage gets heavier the more we stuff our issues. And we get lighter with a sense of becoming uplifted as we clear ourselves and free our ancestors at the same time. They're cheering us on and willing to help all they can as we consciously raise our own frequency and vibration this way. What you do want to bring forward with you is the lesson, the experience held, along with the understanding it brings you to. Because it's in the heart-centered mindfulness and with grace that you employ to address the issues in a positive fashion that you create a healthy release. And that's also the key to the awareness you need to meet the next challenge. We're always made ready for the next challenge, for the challenge is the next lesson. You'll find that you'll need that skill, the knowledge or information or insight at some point. And there's always a test to use it once you've learned. Always remember there's a lesson tucked into the experience somewhere. Be aware that life's journey and the experiences along the way are always about exploring, learning, growing, and becoming consciously aware. That perspective held in conscious awareness raises your vibration. It elevates your frequency and attunes you to the next level of learning. It's about living consciously, walking between the worlds, being sovereign and authentically divine in a natural state, knowing why you're here, what you came to do, and doing it from the heart, loving so fiercely that you feel it. Love with grace, exemplify it, live it, be it, and shine with it. And it's why you're here. And the world needs you. Oh, how it needs you. It's always been such a simple answer, so easy, and you've always been holding on to it. It's tucked in your heart. It's your capacity to love, to simply love without condition, without judgment, without terms. Love. What a mighty force it is indeed, and that and the awareness of the divine within you, oh, feeling divine love is really something, and it's in that awareness that you come to recognize the divinity in others. Now, I mentioned that earlier, but it's an important and intricate aspect of who we are. Recognizing you are a divine being allows you to be all you can be, and it allows you to see and address the divinity in others. We all come from the same divine source. People may feel it now and then, but they don't always recognize it for what it is. And it's in the recognition that we become truly authentic and can then see it in someone pointing out to them how they're manifesting their divinity and how you admire their way of doing so. It helps to bring their awareness to these matters, and once they become consciously aware, they can do the same thing so it can spread across the globe. Imagine a planet, our Mother Earth, populated with consciously aware divine beings. It could become reality, but the thing is, you have to learn to do that yourself first, and it all begins by recognizing the incarnate animation that takes place within you. As part of the life force, your spirit is able to innately animate in the most divine manner possible. What an amazing creature you are. And this is what finding yourself is truly all about. Divinity wears your name. Are you honoring it? I hope so. And if you haven't been, it's a simple choice to begin to do so. Life is all about choices and why we have free will. Once you understand that your inner spirit is real and your source of life energy becomes important, I want to talk to you about that because Energy brings about mystical experiences when you learn to connect to it. One must, in essence, listen to the energy, meaning that you have to feel it and allow it to speak to you, to tell you what it's doing. We may experience it as little bursts or immense surges flowing through us in a sacred manner. The presence of sacred energy is constantly around us, and it's constantly conveying messages. When we know how to listen to them, we can connect to our higher self, our guides and spirit helpers, or divine beings, angelic beings. In order to learn how to listen, we need to be aware of our receptivity and our capacity to attune to different frequencies. Everything in life is interconnected and comprised of energy, so we can learn to tap into the cosmic web, excuse me, and follow the energetic threads that will take us where we need to go to understand things. Now, I'm always talking about spiritual foundations because they teach you the means. Excuse me, I have to take a sip of water. I'm always talking about spiritual foundations because they teach you the means of developing those skills and so very much more. They give you the ability to hone your sensory abilities, your gifts and skill sets that you'll need to enter into new levels of spiritual awareness and conscious development as you customize your own path in a manner that resonates for you. Energy is a big part of everything you're going to learn to do. You're comprised of energy. Your thoughts contain energy that sets your actions into motion. Your sense of hearing is energetic in that what you hear is conducted as a frequency or energy wave. It's the same with each of your other senses, tasting, touching, feeling. It's all energetic. When you speak, it's energy you speak with. When you breathe, it's energy you inhale and exhale. And most people take all of that for granted or are even oblivious to it, being the nothing is solid theory they learn in school. But spiritual foundations teach you how to become aware of the connections between all living matter and objects in order to either see or feel the energy and courses that it's taking around issues and events. Some people never learn to see it, but they feel it, and that's just as valid. It takes being centered and grounded in order to attune to the sacred energy flowing in the various directions around you. So that's a foundational study you would want to master, definitely. Sensory perceptions are another course of study that is vital to learning to read energy. Your perceptiveness and conscious awareness levels will rise considerably as you get your foundations in place. Learning to listen to your inner voice, your senses when they're triggered, your heart and your sources of guidance as well as the elemental forces are all things that foundational studies teach. This is seriously vital information that will expedite your journey in life considerably. And I can tell you for a fact, a year of focused study with the foundations is going to save you 10 years of searching on your own. 10 years. A decade. It's up to you. It may seem like you're taking a step back when you've been dabbling here and there, gathering insight into spiritual matters. And I fully understand the feeling when someone says to slow down and start back at the beginning. But in doing that, you're aligning yourself in a proper manner that attunes you to your gifts and abilities and the way the spiritual side of life functions. That expedites matters because there are no illusions this way. You're experiencing things for yourself and shattering illusions or misgivings as new realities begin showing themselves to you, and it's all energetically based. All of it. Without that understanding, these things remain obscured. If you think about being in the presence of someone who is very kind, there is an essence to them, isn't there? They feel a certain way to you. You can feel their energetic aura as a healing, uplifting, inspirational energy. They simply make you feel good. Now, you may not define them that way, but that's what's happening, and subconsciously you're aware that they are a good person. The opposite is true of someone who possesses negative energy. They make you feel uncomfortable, at risk somehow, or literally ill when you're around them. One inspires feelings of love, and the other a sense of fear or dread. Those sensations are your, quote, read on their energy. And when you learn to take this to very specific levels of conscious awareness, you can read any energy that you encounter, or at the very least, know how to gather more information about it and where to look for it. All this brings about an energetic change to you. It raises your own frequency. And as a result, it energetically becomes magnetic. You'll be drawing people, places, and things with that same vibratory frequency into your own life. Things just naturally respond and start to change for the better. It's pretty exciting to see the epitome of what is taught in theory being personally experienced. Very exciting, in fact, so much so that it raises your enthusiasm to an exhilarating level, and it creates a hunger for more of these experiences. Now, if the truth is to be told, you can have more of them, a lot more, as many as you wish, in fact, and your inner spirit is going to be right there with you all the way. The utter joy of learning to recognize and utilize your spiritual gifts and abilities to work with the energies of life in all their various forms is phenomenal and thrilling, to say the least. It never gets old, tedious, or boring, that's for sure. And I say this because you'll always be learning something new about yourself and the realities that exist for you, to be they within elemental dimensions, other individuals, environments, or situations. There are infinite worlds within worlds and universes within universes to explore both internally and externally. How can that not remain exciting when each one has its own way of being, its own phenomena and irony and life forms? It's infinite and wonderful and enthralling all at once. And once you learn to open each of your sensory abilities, you'll find them individually capable of taking you into other dimensional realities through that means of perception alone. And combined, you come to see the greater reality around each of them blending together. So it's a bit like creating several soap bubbles and then encasing them in a giant one as you embrace them gently, or the ingredients being added to a good stew. That's how you'll learn to read. It's simply a gentle probing with your sensory gifts, but you have to master them first to attain the level of accuracy You'll need to navigate your way as you weave your path through life, and that means being able to trust them implicitly. As you gather insights and formulate your knowledge, you find validation for what you're experiencing and become conscious of the synthesis life holds. This lends you a sense of personal empowerment, but it's not egotistical in nature. It's humbly present within you. You know what you're capable of and who you are, and therefore, there's no need to feed an ego and show off to anyone, and you are not easily intimidated by new ventures into energetic experiences. You know how to go about reading that energy, and that puts you at an advantage. It allows you to know who and what you can trust, who or what to allow close to you. And in that, you quickly recognize who or what to avoid and where there is boon or bane in life. Now, energy can become stagnated, blocked, or tangled up. And when that occurs, you're going to want to know how to undo those circumstances or situations and get it flowing again. Being attuned and aligned with the natural energy flow of life is something we are always spiritually striving to maintain. And it's our foundational studies that teach us how to undo things as much as how to do them. They have great value here and are expeditious in moving our development along. Without them, all sorts of complications can begin taking place as a result of neglecting to learn how to untangle the entanglements. Sort of like untangling Christmas tree lights, I guess. That's a good analogy. Now, that happens mainly when we're self-teaching and exploring options by grabbing at bits and pieces, but nothing solid. We grab and run and grab and run, and things start to backfire, and we encounter setbacks and blockages and all sorts of self-imposed challenges. Laying a good foundation based on a traditional approach that you can resonate with sets the base for everything that you're going to encounter. All traditions teach basically the same thing. A little different in the style of teaching, a little different in the semantics, but the universals are present in all traditions. Once you understand the foundations you resonate with, you will see them no matter where you go or what semantics may be put to them. The recognition is there. You have your own terms based on your way of understanding. And when you recognize them and see how others work with them, you add to what you now know about them and may or may not want to explore that for your own development. Maybe you're going to add something from another tradition. Lots of us do. I certainly have. It will depend on how it resonates for you, how you feel about it. And we're right back to understanding your basic sensory abilities again. Everything comes back to basics. How you relate to your sensory impressions and work with them determines how you utilize them. If you're connecting to them, you're going to take that path to connecting with your inner spirit and guidance. If you're already aware of your spirit and possibly a guide or two or more, a spirit helper of some sort, then you will learn through them about attunements and alignments through sensory means. You'll be brought into experiences either way that are going to validate that's just exactly what's happening. Foundational studies take you directly to those routes. They're the train depot for all of life's various tracks, okay? With the global family such as it is, many destinations are provided for, and there are main lines that run between them and winding trails that are shortcuts and scenic routes. Our soul has chosen, leaving us a few options along the way to exercise our free will, but the lesson in either case is going to be there. It's just that how it is presented to us varies according to how we exercise our free will. For example, our free will belongs to the human mind, our conscious awareness, to the spirit within us. When the two attune to one another, they become aligned and in union, and communication and understanding move into conscious awareness, and there is reciprocity in that. New pathways and languages and understandings about life begin to present themselves, and we learn to navigate through spiritual perceptions that make life a whole lot easier. The ancients have always known this and taught it, but for ages it was taught to a select group of individuals, an elite society, if you will, a guild or secret society, coven, etc. They would hold the knowledge, and it was jealously guarded. Today it's available worldwide to the entire world, but we have to choose to embrace it. Never before have we had this kind of access. Are you utilizing it? You have to ask yourself. If we do so in a way that resonates for us, then we discover we're on a path that makes understanding so much clearer. Everyone sees through a different lens. Our souls have different needs, and for this reason, all paths are valid and should be honored. Once our understanding is in place, we develop our own style of expressing it from then on anyway. So wherever we go, we're free. Our free will comes into play. It's the foundation that we build upon that gives us the inner strength to continue on. And if we feel like it, maybe switch tracks once in a while. We're a composite of our experiences and exposures. So in the analogy of the train station, all train tracks go somewhere, but the engines always return to the station. Our spirit is the passenger, and its purpose or intent is the engine. There's always someone else that needs to take that train somewhere that it's going. All paths have stops along the way to choose from. What does this really mean? Well, it means that all paths are divine paths, that all passengers are divine beings, and that all journeys are divine missions with a divine purpose and contribution and lesson to teach. We're all living, breathing miracles, manifesting life's changing essence by our very presence. We are also in collective critical mass, experiencing the fullness of life itself. We're each connected to that. We're experiencing conscious evolution if we choose to. We have to choose to be aware, to open our eyes, to embrace. And that's why it's up to us as the human being to choose our level of awareness, experiences, and to acknowledge that. You see, our spirit already knows, and it knows how to how open or how difficult we are. If we cooperate, all of that becomes available to us. The secrets, the sacred mysteries, they open to us. And when that happens, it's the most amazing journey, no matter what aspect it's taken in. But taking it consciously makes it awesome. I hope with all my heart that you're able to take yours consciously and that you embrace all the blessings that it holds. And I pray that you will look for the divine within. It's there. Recognize it. Address it. Honor it and watch it shine. See it in yourself and go on a mission to find it in others. You'll know how because it's true. What the world sees is only a fraction of who we truly are. We're so much more. Now you know why I always say you stand in your own light, make it shine. Be the beacon. What a divine light you are. Shine on, friends. And that brings me to my next topic, your message to the world. Your message to the world is a direct reflection of your life purpose, why you're here in the first place. Discovering this has been such a powerful lesson for myself. And I'll share the lesson because it's what happens when you set your spirit free to fulfill its purpose and recognize the seedlings that have been inside you all along, rooted in your heart where your passions live. I know that we're all given a message to share with the world, a reason for coming here and touching others with it somehow. The how is always fascinating, and in reflection, it's filled with such blatant irony that you really do have to laugh. Well, at least I certainly do, but you know, finding that message holds a certain power. It is its own gift because we learn so much from it ourselves. And mine has taught me so much and taken me places I never thought of going, but it's been a wonderful journey and one I'm blessed to still be making. It certainly hasn't been without its challenges. There have been so many I've lost count, but I'm still here and I'm still walking it, and I didn't let the views of others stop me from doing that. And trust me, they've tried. Instead, I did what called me and spoke to me from my core. And I feel we can all feel our core when it moves us to pay attention to things. When I first was given my message, I set out to prove it to myself, to validate that it was true. So my life has been about exploring spirituality from many different angles. From many different angles. Deep inner knowing surfaced along the way as I began to discover truths that resonated strongly with me. They validated what seemed to innately be present at such a very young age. I came to know and understand that we are here to figure out what we can along the way, and that part of that is our purpose to fulfill in life. And I say part because we're also here for a united purpose of learning to love and support each other unconditionally as family, a global family, and that includes the rocks and growing things, the animals and elements that comprise this world in all its wonder and primal beauty. Respecting all life forms changes our worldview considerably. It's as simple as opening our hearts, our eyes, and our minds to that, and doing so through the neutral eye of our spirit, not just our body. That initiates an enormous process of change that begins to gradually take place. It happens when our spirit speaks and we heed what it says. If we're observant, we'll notice that everything around us begins to change in positive ways. How simple when we heed our knowing, whatever source it may be, guidance or our spirit, we feel its truth, and if we heed it, life responds in amazing ways. If we deny it, life responds in raw validations of that truth that can sometimes bite or sting. Many, many years ago, I was given a message to share with the world, and I didn't realize at the time how important it would be to the life I'd lead, the pathwork I would do, or how I'd even share it. It was a strange message to me at that time. While very simple in context, it seemed awkward to just say it to people, so I kept the message to myself for quite a long time. I was only 5 years old when guidance came to me, telling me that I must share the news. The message is, you are a spirit within a body, not a body with a spirit inside. There's a difference. That was it. Not much, really, but powerful all the same. I've filled almost an hour sharing it with you already tonight. So what happened as I held it was that I decided to explore it. I observed life through the eyes of my spirit. It was simply a shift in awareness. I just did it. Pretty nifty view. I felt my mind shift to that perspective, and when I wanted to do it at will, I could any old time I wanted to. Well, I wanted to a lot. I liked the things it was showing me. I was learning as the message I held was coming to life within me, for me, and around me. I've always felt I had to know its essence to pass it on in the right way, even if I didn't always know what that would mean. It feels wonderful to witness it unfolding and continue to unfold, to evolve, or to become more, whatever that might be. I was a seeker from a very young age, and I looked into everything I could. I used to get in trouble for staring at people, but I wasn't just staring. I was observing and studying them on this level. I couldn't help myself. It was fascinating. I tried to get a sense of what their spirits were like and learn things about energy signatures in the process. Sometimes their animal spirit friends, their totems, would show themselves to me, or I could feel them present, and that was long before I knew what totems were. I just knew who some of them were. That led to the evolution of my message that later came out in a book, in a study center, in a private practice, in public radio, and has culminated so far to where I am today. I had no clue about the amazing experiences it would hold for me, or the amazing people it would bring into my life, or the challenges to my fears it would bid me to overcome in order to understand my own strength and empower myself to know what I was truly capable of, for good and for bad, because I made my mistakes. When I saw or experienced the bad, I did something about it, and learned from that too. And it was always a battle of my own fears that had me resisting things now and then. Guidance had told me to tell others that they're not humans with a spirit inside. They are spirits inside a human. Every now and then I hear someone else with that same message to share. I know it's important, and I smile. I was a very little girl back then, not yet in school, but I didn't forget. The years passed, my spirituality developed, my path work formed itself, and today I teach people how to see through the eyes of their spirit, how to empower themselves with a humble confidence in using their spiritual abilities. That empowerment comes when they realize they can connect to the elements of life, to their spirit helpers, Creator and Mother Earth, that they can know the reality of the unseen world that shows itself to them when approached in a right manner. And I love how this has transitioned into so much more, but back then I had no clue what a seed I was holding, what it would blossom into. And I love every aspect of it. I'm passionate about it. I learned a lot about that message personally, and one thing was how, when we look through the eyes of our spirit and beyond the face of another into their eyes, we can see the spirit within them and such beauty. When you look for the divine, my friends, you find it. It's that simple. And I came to realize that was the way I was to look at life, looking for the beauty in everything and the goodness, and my spirit would show me how. You ever consciously look for that? Do you comment on it to someone when you see it? So many people choose to complicate life with hatred and bias and prejudice and judgments of all sorts. But those of us who see the positive are expanding. And those who dwell in the negative are constricting into a state of destructive collapse. We all have that choice before us always. And if we choose to be a positive force, to look out through the eyes of our spirit and act on that insight, whatever path we walk will be one walked in beauty, in a right manner. And no matter how much or how little, we are then capable of contributing positively to the greater whole in some fashion. And that's enough. It's enough to just be who we are and step forward to grow and give ourselves in whatever ways we can. And it's okay when we can't give and need to be the recipient. So give yourself permission to give yourself permission either way. The more positive we become, the more we repel the negative forces in life. We elevate our vibratory rate and attract similar energies to ourselves, and how that manifests can be in a multitude of ways. What comes to us is a reflection of us and our purpose for being here in the first place, interconnected. Okay, that's what I have to share with you this evening. We'll take a short 5 minutes, not quite 5 minutes, enjoy the interlude with some Stevie Nicks and Gypsy. And when we return, I'll be happy to take your calls for topical questions or readings. The call-in number again is 914-338-0494. And option number one puts you right into the queue. We will be back in just under 5 minutes. And here's Stevie Nicks with Gypsy.
Do it.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Cinnamon Moon at Night, sponsored by the Spirit Lodge Resource and Study Center, and that's located at spiritlodge.itgo.com. It's an evening with me, and I've been sharing insight into incarnate animation and your message to the world. If you'd like to join me on the air with a topical question or for a reading, the call-in number is 914-338-0494. And then option number one puts you in the queue. You can press number one anytime you want. I do have some callers in line, and I will take calls as they're received. We'll be taking area code 650-856 and 630. 650, I'm bringing you on. Oh, wait, there we go.
Thank you, Cinnamon.
Hi, Miranda. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Thank you so much for your guidance today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Your passion shows. I just felt your passion and your dedication to empowering all of us.
Oh, thank you. How can I help you?
So I have a question regarding my daughter. So she was seeing this guy last year. They seemed to really hit it off and got along very well. And then all of a sudden, around October, he just sort of went cold and stopped seeing her. And we really are not sure why. Like, what happened?
Well, I don't know if they'll give me that, but we will see. Mm-hmm. I'm softening up a new deck of cards, so they take a little bit of work.
Okay.
You know, it looks like he wasn't ready for a deeper commitment and felt that's where the relationship was going. He's just not ready to settle down yet. And I think that in the end, it's going to be good for her to move on because she is going to find happiness with somebody else that's better suited, that is more grounded. I feel like your daughter is going to take a leap of faith this spring, actually, and that it's going to alter the course of her life for the better. So she's going to be really happy. She just needs to let go of the past. Sometimes we don't get the closure we want. And I like to explain it like somebody's leaving your house and they leave the front door open and they get in their car and they drive away. You don't call them up and say, come back and close that door. You just get up, walk across the room and close it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have to create our own closure to a relationship when somebody walks away from us.
So you don't see him coming back?
I can't hear you here.
I said, so you don't see him sort of coming back? So,
no, it doesn't look like he's coming back. I don't see that. I see her waiting and hoping he will, but I don't see that as his intention.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're young, Miranda. They're young. And that happened.
All right. We'll see. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry?
I said, thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, honey. You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Okay, area code 856 and then 630. 856, Laura, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, dear. How can I help you?
I just wonder what you're picking up for me around this job that I started last month. I have some qualms about it, and I'm wondering if I should stay or move on to something different.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
if you stay, Laura, it's going to feel like an injustice to you, is what they're telling me. I think you'll move on to something else, and I think there's going to be a sudden opportunity for you to seize. If you seize it, it's going to change things for the better.
Okay. Do you know when that's coming?
Sometimes, well, it could be within, you're to be prepared for the unexpected within the next 2 weeks. So somebody could tell you about an opening and then you'd have to interview. So it could be a process over the next, I would say 6 to 8 weeks. But I think you should let yourself go in a new direction, definitely.
Okay. That's what I thought, yeah. No. Okay,
Well, it's nice to get our own feelings and intuitive impressions validated that way, too. So glad I could help.
Yes, thank you, Simon. I appreciate it.
You're
okay.
Welcome. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, 630, I know who this is. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good person. I'm good.
Yeah.
So
what's in your mind?
All the information on tonight's show was amazing. I needed to hear that. So my question and comments are, it's actually me personally. And I know I've touched base on this with you, too, about my intuition and my gift. So more so of a healing energy, almost like I'm a magnet for people when I'm around them.
Mm-hmm.
More so like a lot of validation of when I'm around you, it's so therapeutic. Or when I'm around you, I feel the peace. But for me, it was hard to accept that I could read people's spirit and energy until like 2 years when I started talking to you. It started getting more stronger where I could read people as I meet them and I don't even know them. So I'm asking you, is that like my spirit or my gift into reading other people's spirit and their energy?
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, that's how you walk into a room and you feel it's warm or it's cold. And, you know, if it's cold, somebody's had a disagreement and you're not real comfortable, maybe I shouldn't have come in here. If it's warm and fuzzy, you're going to go in. You're going to say, gee, it feels good in here. That's why people are saying to you, you feel good. I feel good when I'm around you. Your energy is high. Your vibrational frequency is high. And you're so at peace with yourself that you bring that peace to others. It's your essence. And that's what they're feeling. And that's what you're feeling when you come in contact with somebody you don't know. Or somebody you do know. You can tell when I'm on and off, can't you?
I can. I can. But then again, we have a connection. So, you know, for me, even like with through pictures, I'm starting to read people's pictures now.
Good.
Where I can see their, like, I could feel their connection through their pictures, or I could look at somebody's picture and be like, okay, this person's spirit isn't that great.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Trust.
So
that.
I don't know. Yes. At first, I was scared of it because I didn't know what it was, and it kind of runs in my family, and I was avoiding it since I was little.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when you talked about it, I'm just like, okay, as I get older. And then I started meditating more and more. It started getting stronger and stronger.
Okay. Let me
and
ask.
Then,
when you you sent me some pictures to read for you, remember?
Right. Yes.
Okay. Now, I read them in my style of reading. You would read in your style of reading, which would be totally different, but you would get information from them. With what I gave you, did that help you?
Yeah. And it was pretty much on point on what I was seeing, because how I would read pictures is I would draw in the energy from the picture, and that's how I would read the picture from each person. And then I could break it down into detail of what I feel, and that's how I'm reading it. And then I just did it today for Kim. So, and I was kind of like, and this was me, okay, I know it wasn't safe, but me driving and just looking at the picture.
Right.
And I was just like, okay, I picked up the energy on both ends, and I picked up, you know, whatever I felt, and I just spoke on it.
Well, that's good, though. You know,
that's kind of scary for me.
Well, it is when you're first starting to use it, but the more you use it and acclimate yourself to it, the more confidence you get, and the more confidence you get, the stronger it becomes, because you're trusting it more. And and the accuracy is going to show it to you, show itself to you. It'll validate, Bree.
Okay.
So
and
you
even sometimes I'm starting, I pick up on things before, I feel it before it starts to happen or a situation comes into play, and then it just comes out of my mouth of how to fix it and handle it, and then it just fix it from there.
Okay.
It just happens.
What's your, our senses are like an internal GPS system. And they pick whatever is going to manifest in the physical reality, manifests first in spirit. It's an idea, it's a concept, it's an energy coming together to enter into the physical reality so it can manifest. And if we're tuned into our sensory impressions, it's like having an amplifier, a radar system. You've got knobs, and you can turn up the volume, you can turn it down, you can zero in, you can change the frequency that you're reading. As we attune and we learn to adjust things and turn it up, so to speak, we pick up on what's coming into being or what could come into being, and we can run with that because we know what to look for. Okay, I'm picking up on it. It isn't here yet, but it's coming, so I'll watch for it. And then boom, it's there. It manifests in its own way. It's not, I have to stress, because there's a lot of people listening, don't put expectation on what you're picking up on as to how it's going to manifest. The how of it doesn't matter, because if you start saying, well, it could only happen this way because that's the only logical way I can conceive of, and you're looking over here, it's going to happen over there, guaranteed. And it's going to be a quirky, ironic twist to it, and you're going to go, now, how could that ever possibly happen? But that's spirit. Spirit can do things we can't do. So
yes,
don't
they proved it to me.
On it. Just know that it's coming and trust that information, because it's guiding you. It's warning
and
you.
Also,
when you get a warning, you're forearmed. You know what to do. You know what to prepare for. If it's telling you something joyous is coming your way, then watch for it and be happy when it arrives. You know, it's that simple.
And what about picking up on, like, you know, others' energies? Like, of course, you know, when I tell you that I could feel, you know, Brandon's energy, and when it's draining, when it, you know, on a higher frequency, And sometimes I try to stop it, and I can't stop it because I pick it up so strong. And sometimes even I pick up Kim's energy.
Mm-hmm. But you have a close relationship with them.
Okay.
So that's going to intensify the energy you are picking up because the connection is established.
Okay.
It's not like a stranger. You're going to feel it somewhat from a stranger too, but
right.
for good or bad. But because you have an intimate relationship where you really know someone, it can
mm-hmm.
be a relative or a friend, a coworker, it doesn't matter. If there's a relationship, you're going to know when they're on, when they're off. You're going to,
okay.
it's not going to turn off because you're going to feel them. That's their essence. When I was a kid, my brothers and I used to play a game where we'd sneak up on each other and put our hands over their eyes and make them guess who was hiding behind, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the room. But before they put their fingers over my eyes, I knew who was coming in. I knew which brother it was.
Yeah.
I could feel them. That's their energy mm-hmm. signature. That's what an energy signature feels like. You know where it's coming from. And if you don't mm-hmm. know where it's coming from, then you're going to trace it. You follow the energy back to its source.
Mm-hmm.
You find yourself doing that? Bree, did I lose you?
I got you back. You lost me for a second.
Okay. Do you trace energy back to its source when you don't know where it's coming from too? Can you do that?
I do. And that's why I was just like, I don't understand myself. Like, I'm just like, okay, why am I feeling this and where is it coming from? Because, like, when we would talk, I would tell you, I'm like, this is not, I already know this is not my energy. This is not
mm-hmm.
what I'm feeling. So
mm-hmm.
I trace it like that.
Yeah, that's exactly what
you're
supposed to do.
And then when I trace it, that's when I know, like, okay, this is who it's belonging to right now.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. And when you lay your foundations in place, there's a pattern. I work with a nature-based pattern, so I have the seven sacred directions I teach, and that's the four elements of air, fire, water, and earth,
mm-hmm.
and then the three worlds of the above, the below, and the middle world. And each element passes through the three worlds. That's like an axis, and then the elements spin on a wheel around it for a visual. Each element teaches you something about your own sensory abilities in its own way. And so each element, all four elements, will give you four perspectives on how to use sight, taste, touch, feeling, hearing. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Each one will give you a different perspective. So when you see, hear, touch, taste, or smell something, and it comes to you in a certain way, and you understand those perspectives, you know what direction it's coming from. And that tells you about the lessons that element, respective element, contains. So let me give you an example. Somebody comes to you and they're really, really emotional and they can't control their emotions and they're just either really depressed or really frightened or something. It's extreme.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming from the element of water. Water is emotion.
Right.
And directly across that circle, that wheel that we divide into four sections, air, fire, water, and earth. Directly across from water is air. And air is the mind. So the logic of the mind balances the emotional weight that we're carrying. And that brings us into a state of harmony. So you know that it takes logic to calm that person down, not emotion. Emotion's going to fire them up more. So you need to bring logic into play. If someone has an experience in life that tests their faith or tests the way they trust something or someone or life itself, it's balanced directly across the wheel from Earth. And Earth is wisdom. It's the heart center, the sustenance, the knowing, the understanding of all the composites that make up life and the changes, the endings and beginnings. Because from Earth, we go back to air, which is new concepts and new beginnings. So whatever's directly across from one another is going to balance the opposite. And so the foundations teach you how to bring that within yourself under control. And as you learn it that way, then you get to learn how to apply it in the world around you with others or to situations or circumstances, as the case may be. We're meant to understand our spiritual natures so that we can utilize them in day-to-day life, not just for ourselves, but for navigating life and helping other people that are struggling, that don't understand what they need to do. If you know, you can help them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a gift.
And
it's
and the more when you talked about guides and spirits, it's just like, I'm hearing it more clear. I guess like a couple weeks ago when I was meditating, all I was hearing is healing.
I'm sorry?
Your purpose is healing. All I heard was my purpose was healing.
Okay.
So I took that as, okay, I guess I'm here to heal people with my energy. So I didn't know how to really take that.
Well, there's lots of different healing modalities. You may find that one of them appeals to you, or you may have a natural ability yourself and have your own style and work with that. A lot of people do. It's just what resonates for you. Do you feel your hands are sensitive, Bri?
Yeah, my hands are sensitive.
Do they get hot? Do they heat up?
They do.
Somebody that needs healing?
They warm up. Yeah, they warm up.
Okay.
And they get pinkish. And then my voice, when I'm in contact with somebody that needs it, my tone of voice and the way I talk different.
Yeah. Okay.
It becomes
that tells you you're attuning to them. But the palm of the hand is a power center. Okay?
Okay.
It's an energy center. It's a chakra of sorts. And so we can receive or send energy through the palms of our hands. And if you look at mystical pictures, you'll see that depicted. You'll see colored energy balls or lines of energy going between hands. People draw it or paint it all the time. Well, you can actually feel that and work with it. So again, I get back to the foundations. They teach you how to do that. Each element will run you through similar exercises, but in perspective of its teachings, so that you learn different ways to manipulate that energy. Air has a different energy than fire. Wind feels very different than a flame. Flames feel very different than water. Water feels very different than earth. They all have extremes that are terrifying and very soothing and calm. So it can range from one end to the other of that spectrum. and you need to learn to control your interaction with it and the intensity that you're working with. Because if you're in over your head, it can get out of control real quick. And if you know what you're doing, you maintain control. You don't let it get that far. You don't call on that much.
Mm-hmm.
When my nephew was little, I was teaching him how to call the wind. And he called it, and it came. And he goes, wow. And I go, yeah, now let's try again. He said, can I make it bigger? And I said, yeah, go ahead. So he calls it again. It come. We did it about like four times. And all of a sudden, he gets this idea. I'm going to get a great big one. And he starts calling. And I had to put my hand over his mouth. I said, wait a minute. You're calling a tornado. You can't do that. You know. But we could literally see the wind respond and steer it in different directions. I was teaching him this. And I said, you know, you've got to do it responsibly. You've got to be careful. Because whatever you do with the energy is going to come back to you. So you've got to think about how you use it and use it for the greater good. And you got to know if you're calling the rain to you, for example, where are you taking it from? Are you taking it from parched land that really needs it? Why are you calling it? Just to do it? That's not right. Don't call it just to do it. Call it for a purpose. You've got to have a purpose for doing these things. So, but you have to learn how to do it. And that takes practice. Just like meditation takes practice. And the more you do it, the more comes through for you, right? You're hearing things. Yeah.
I've been meditating since I was little.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but me blocking my gift, I've been blocking it since I was little, too, because I didn't want any. I was scared of it, honestly.
A lot of people are. Mm-hmm.
But
I was afraid of some of my gifts, too. I think that's very normal, Bri. Very normal.
Yeah, I was scared. I was like, I don't want to see no ghosts. I don't want to see no I was just like, I don't want any part of that, you know. But that was me, you know, being little and not understanding, and also, you know, distractions in life. But now, like, life changes, and then everything's different. So I embrace it. It's because it's helped my journey so much to understand myself and actually help others as well.
Yeah.
And I feel good.
Well, that's what we're here to do. And the sooner we recognize it and do it, the better. Because it makes life flow. It really, don't you think? Hasn't it made your life a lot better?
Yeah.
You can navigate.
Yeah.
Is it ever at your house? Is Kim at your house right now?
No. She's at hers, but she's listening.
I know she is. I can see her. I just didn't know if you were together.
And no.
Hey, honey, I'm going to let you go. I've got another caller in line. Thank you. I think that's been helpful information for the other listeners, too. So thanks.
You're welcome.
Talk to you soon.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, this is area code 415 that I'm going to bring on next. But if you'd like to call in for a reading or to make a comment or talk about something, 914-338-0494. If you're in queue already, you can put your hand up by pressing option number 1 at any time. 415, good evening. You're on the air. Can I get your name, please? Hello? Oh. 415. Okay, they got their hand up, but there's nobody there. We will go to 434.
Hello?
Good evening. Hi, you're on the air. Can I get your name, please?
Hey, Cinnamon, it's Carrie.
It's who?
Carrie.
Carrie, hi. How are you?
Hey. Same old, same old, you know.
How can I help?
I bet you can guess what I'm going to ask about. Or who I'm going to ask about. Do you see anything with Chris going on?
Okay. Let me see. Well, I think there's going to be a sudden shift.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to come down the road a little bit, Carrie. I don't
how far down?
Pardon me?
How far down, Lee?
Oh, 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay.
He changes attitude, he changes his mind. He's still a little guarded, but there's a release here and the energy starts moving. And that's a good sign. You've been waiting for that movement for a long time, honey. So
yeah.
Well, we know you have.
Yeah, I know.
I want to say 3 to 4 weeks tops. It could be sooner. And what he's doing right now is getting his head and heart in alignment. And he's aiming for a certain goal. When he achieves it, he reappears.
So is it like a certain goal with his work?
I think so.
Okay. I know that he just, well... He did unfriend me on Facebook, but he posted where he's at. So I do know he's moved out of his parents' house.
Okay.
So maybe stability is what he's looking for or something.
I think it is. And until he achieves it, which isn't too far away within the next month, achieves it, he's not going to show himself again. He needs to get there. And it's hard to say how many people he's done that with. It may be everybody. He may have taken himself off or shut down his account.
Well, no, I can still see some of it, like everything I've posted or liked in the past.
Okay.
So I can still see that. It's just he's not in my friends list anymore.
I see. Well, I do see him working for this goal. It feels like it's work-oriented. They tell me that his success is assured. And then when he's achieved that, that's when he reappears. So something within the next 30 days, we'll just have to keep watch, honey.
Okay. Sorry, I thought I had another question, but... if I think of it, I'll message you.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thanks, Cinnamon.
You're welcome, honey. I'm going to try this other area code here, 415, one more time. Good evening. You're on the air with me. Can I get your name, please? Hello? No, they're not there. Okay, friends. Well... I think that's all we've got for this evening then. And I'm going to bid you an early good night. I want to thank you for tuning in and telling your friends about the show. You're a beautiful, powerful, magnificent spirit. And remember, you stand in your own light. Make it shine and become a beacon. I hope this information that I shared with you this evening has been helpful. Do meet me back here next Monday for guest night with Dr. Ginny Whitelaw. She's the author of Resonate, Zen and the Way of Making a Difference. For private matters, I can be reached to discuss confidential issues through my Cinnamon Moon page on Facebook, the Two Moons Talking Group over on Facebook, and through the Resource and Study Center at spiritlodge.itgo.com. Until next week, I wish you blessings and a warm good night to you all. Oh, wait a minute. I see another caller just popped on, area code 561. So I will take them and we'll see where that goes and then we'll say good night. Good evening. This is Cinnamon. Can I get your name, please? Oh, wait a minute. There we go. Hi, this is Cinnamon. Can I get your name, please?
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me? My name is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. How are you?
Good. I was just going to ask, you know, a question. I'm at a job and there's people that are making better money because they're on a better dialer system than me.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it kind of upsets me because I've been there longest. I've been there since July. Do you think that I'm going to be on the better dialer system anytime soon? Because, you know, they're having a barbecue and I don't want to go because I feel like, you know, I'm not, you know what I'm saying. I'm not getting treated right.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, they're making a lot more money and, you know, it's terrible. And I've been there longer.
Have you talked to your boss about why they're making more money than you are?
Well, I know. They know I know. But I just, you know, I don't know. I guess because I'm not friends with them. You know, I keep it professional. I go to work. I come home. You know, a lot of them are younger than me. And they make jokes about, you know, that kind of thing, which is unprofessional.
I don't see anything there changing anytime soon.
You don't
Stacey.
See anything what?
I don't see any changes anytime soon. Nothing is showing.
Mm. But any more, you think making better money?
If that's going to happen, it's down the road. It's not now. I'm next several months.
Yeah, because I'm not, you know, I don't want to go to their barbecue that they're having in a couple of weeks.
Well, that's up to you whether you go or not.
No, I'm not. I'm definitely not going because I don't know why they're, you know, I'm singled out.
I don't either, dear. I'm not seeing a reason for it. I'm just seeing no change.
Is it because I'm not friends with, you know, a couple of the gals? Is it the gals that are sorry, dear, or the guys?
I don't know. It's not showing to me right now why you're not making more money.
Yeah.
To take an educated guess, it would have to be in your productivity that would get you a raise. What you're producing.
Yeah, well, I was producing a lot, but then they went on a different system and they put some people on it and some people not. It's like a better dialer. And the ones that are on our dialer aren't doing as well. That's what I'm saying.
Well, they're maybe testing the system out then.
You know what month looks good for me?
Pardon me?
You know what month looks good for me there?
I'm not seeing a change at all until summer at the soonest. And I can't tell you the month it's going to come in because they're not showing it to me, Stacy.
Because I'm not socializing at all, you know, with people because, you know, I have to work like how many days a week, every day of the week to make ends meet.
I know. It's not easy.
Not socializing at all because of that.
That might help you a little. I don't know. I can't say for sure, but if the rest of them are socializing and making good money and you're not, maybe that's part of it.
Well, because I want to keep her professional. I don't think anybody I work with, and I'm not friends with people that joke about, you know, about things that I don't agree with.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they make jokes about people over 40, put it that way, and it really is not great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they make me feel like bad about myself.
Well, you... That's a reflection of them, Stacy, not you. They're showing their colors, not yours.
Yeah, they hurt my feelings a bunch of times about that.
Well, just don't let them hurt your feelings. It's them.
That's why I don't socialize with them.
They're the ones
go to
that
work, do my job and go home.
Yeah,
and I put in all this overtime.
Okay, they're the ones that are making themselves look bad, not you. So they can't hurt your feelings unless you allow them to.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm not going to the picnic that they're having.
Well, then don't go. It's not a
big
deal.
No, they can't force me to go.
No. No, they can't.
Yeah. They'll ask me why. I'll say I have no free time.
No. Tell them you had other plans. Okay, dear, I'm going to sign off for the night, but thank you for calling in, Stacy.
Yes.
All right, everybody, I'm saying good night. Thank you for calling in. Have a good evening, blessings, and a great week. And I'll see you here next Monday evening, same time. And my guest again will be Dr. Jenny Whitelaw. She's the author of Resonate, Zen, and the Way of Making a Difference. So we'll see you then. Call in. Good night.